The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three. It's the song. Into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like life. Ah, it's better with you. My life, ah, it's better with you. This is true.
Let's talk about the chairs for 1 second. We have, everyone agrees, the most visually boring show that you could possibly go see, and someone took the agency to give us some artistic chairs. This is a first. We have these beautiful, clear chairs. They're beautiful, and it has spiced up the show visually. Hi, Barry. Welcome, my brother. My brother, me and my show for the modern era.
Cold, I would say cold lucite.
And I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy. Et cetera. So.
And I'm your sweet. Were you really? Were you really about to start this show after your introduction?
Feels on brand.
It does a little bit. I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy. I.
Paul, help. I'm not on the Wi-Fi, Paul. You gotta help me. Can you help me? Help me. I'm not on the Wi-Fi, Trav. Help me, bud.
I will admit, this is not the reception I was expecting.
Yeah, let's take a second to talk about it. I would actually like to recognize our. If we could actually get house lights on. The house lights, if those could come.
Not the balcony, though.
Not the balcony. Turn the balcony off. No.
No, about the balcony.
Continue the sort of like Kevin McAllister tableau of human beings in the balcony, sort of linked up by strings and pulleys.
If you were at our previous Detroit show, I would like you to please stand and be recognized
for your valor.
You have all given so much for your country. This day of all days is important. Wait, is there lightsabers?
Thank you. Some lightsabers. People repping the Star Wars
Bold.
Show.
Bold.
Okay, make them go away.
We were talking.
Bye.
We were talking.
Too scary.
Keep
too
going.
Scary.
Nope.
See if we can send jokes out of the room for a second.
This is about the same number we had at that show.
I do think we have, I mean, I think you can say safely this way, we have demonstrably reduced our audience draw in the city of Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, honey, they're coming again. Are we going to go see that show?
Probably talking about Babylon 5 or some nerd shit, babe.
And so perhaps never more applicable than it is now. Like the Chilean miners, we've reemerged from that disaster to be here with you.
Maybe you're.
I still think of that as a good day because I saw Endgame afterwards.
Yeah.
Or no, Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
No, I saw Endgame after eating too much at a Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay.
That's how I'll always remember it. What do you think of Endgame? Too full.
If you're a new fan of ours, and maybe you don't know what we're talking about with all this Star Wars stuff, one time we came to Detroit, did a Star Wars show, and kicked so much ass.
It kicks. It was such a kick-ass show.
We definitely didn't bail out super quick on the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely one of us didn't bail out instantly, for which the other two of us were actually pretty angry the next day.
Travis.
No, what?
What?
Yes, because I'm the one known for bailing on a not funny thing.
It's been lost to history.
We published that episode.
Sorry, was my propensity for not doing things that aren't funny just used against me as a criticism?
Justin, it was your original fucking idea, dude. You tweeted it without consulting anyone.
Okay. All I'm saying is if the richest man in the world can do a dumb thing that he doesn't think through, I should be allowed to do it too, right? Thank you.
Otherwise, it's classist.
It's rich dad, poor dad, podcaster. It's the whole, you got to have the mentality.
We were talking about this backstage because that was also the first tour that our business manager, Amanda, who is really the backbone of this organization, went on with us. And so we were like, hey, welcome to the company.
We blew it.
We fucked up so bad.
And we were talking about the next morning on our way to the airport, we took a Lyft and it was a sedan. So it was like driver, Amanda, all three of us together, like we were on a road trip with our parents.
Like, what the fuck was wrong with you last?
And after that show, we changed the way we did live shows forever.
We changed the format.
No more themes. We're having fun now, but I do not wish on any of you the feeling of sitting in front of 2,000 friends and realize you're dying. You're dying, and there's no force on earth that is going to make that timer go any quicker. No
one's
coming for
you. Not even the force, as it turns out. I do, now that it's been 4 years, I do just want to apologize to the people who were there. You did not get a good show, but
you got a great show.
You got a weird show.
For everyone else on the planet, it's funny that that show happened to you. So,
but that show happened a long time ago in a theater that was here. So yeah, that part doesn't work.
But we've grown.
We've grown.
Eh.
Except in terms, again, as Justin demonstrably stated earlier, of audience following.
Ability to sell tickets here in Detroit.
Don't look at the balcony.
Let's
don't
go. Look, no one let's look at do the balcony. This damn thing.
So we actually decided to do the best show we've ever done to make up for. And that's the power of marketing. How do I stop my coworker from
using... Oh, it's also not too late. If you have friends in the area who aren't here,
yeah.
We'll keep the doors open.
We'll cut them a good discount.
You say
no,
you ever seen
okay,
a,
yeah, Amanda says no discount, but they
no
are
discount.
Welcome.
Say you ever seen a comedy podcast show from up higher in the theater?
And farther back.
It's
just three guys at a table, so you'll have to squint to see them, but you'll love it.
How do I stop my coworker from using the communal kettle to make hard-boiled eggs? I'm not a person to keep someone from enjoying a breakfast meal, but I use that same kettle she boils eggs in to make my tea. That's from agoraphobic in Ontario.
Hello. Welcome to America.
That question is weird enough that I don't know what parts are Canada weird and which parts are America weird. There might be some parts that are Canada normal in there, like making eggs at work. Is it the communal kettle that's the problem?
Yeah. I think just to sort of skirt this whole thing in the future, it's illegal to bring ingredients to work.
Yeah. Gun food and cold food are the only two.
The time you spend poaching an egg in the cafeteria is time theft, I believe.
Yeah, right.
You are cooking now.
I just also want to say, what type of person is the type of person to stop someone from enjoying breakfast food? That seems like a very specific thing that someone's into. Like, oh, if I see... It depends on what kind of burrito it is.
The thing that really upsets me the most about this question is that they're better cold.
Hard-boiled eggs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why is this person not making them at home? It's so easy.
Oh, they
easy.
Make them for the next day. Oh, I'm going to be enjoying these come lunchtime. You wait.
That's really where the friction's coming from. It's that they can never make tea because those eggs are always in there.
I like to make 45-minute eggs.
Why would you bring... We've agreed that there should be no ingredients at work. Why would you bring an ingredient where there's a high likelihood you get to work and make the noise, oh, man. Oh, no. All the eggs, man.
Okay, wait. Justin and Griffin, which one's weirder? bringing a whole carton of eggs or bringing just enough to eat that day?
A whole carton of eggs. That's so many
eggs.
Okay,
but you're thinking about it, right?
Yeah, I am thinking about it because if I'm going to make a hard-boiled eggs, I'm going to make six. I love those guys.
Right, so the idea of I brought
a raw egg.
Oh, this? I'm either going to eat it for lunch or see if I can build a parachute that will safely land it from a second story.
I'm going to eat it for lunch or keep it alive for a week to teach you about being a parent.
Because it's basically one in one. Take it from three parents, babies, eggs, same.
Yeah, as long as you're not dropping, babies are fine.
I would actually, in many ways, rather drop a baby, but...
The egg, that's interesting.
Huh.
We don't need to go into it.
I don't understand how they're getting the eggs to work. That's all I can think about.
It gotta be hand.
It's gotta be.
It gotta be hand,
bro.
It's
gotta be one egg and
hey,
a hand.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah. I don't know. I trust. If I can't see egg, it has squished already.
Right. I think that this is a point where you can go to the boss of this company and say, hey, I think you were requiring this person to get to work too early. They don't have time to boil an egg in the morning. Because if it's breakfast food, then it's like, get to work. First thing you do, pop on the kettle and boil an egg.
I want to talk more about means of egg conveyance,
Here's the armpit
is the safest, and it might hatch.
Sure.
I would say maybe they're door dashing it. I don't know if they got that Canada. It's where they bring you things.
Like an egg?
Like one egg?
No, they get them door dashed every week, and the guy's like, floor 12. Yeah, send me on up. I got the eggs. Hi, Valerie. I'm here with your weekly eggs. Man, I'd love a hard-boiled egg
If I've ever seen an example of why HR exists, it is that.
This person.
I'm just like, hey, I don't mean to be a pain, but Debbie is boiling eggs in the teapot. It's like, oh, yeah, that's an easy fix.
Yeah,
I'll take care of this.
Yeah, I'll fix that. This one's fixable. This one's easy.
It's easy. There are some way more complex things we've had to deal with. Yeah. Don't boil eggs in the teapot. I've got this one.
Hey, next white elephant. Gift exchange you do, just throw a teapot in the mix. It will solve the problem no matter who it ends up with. Ideally, it ends up with the egg pervert and then they can do their stuff at home. Maybe that's it. They're embarrassed. They don't know where to buy it. How does the water get this hot at work? Jesus Christ. Anybody notice the water gets so much hotter here at work? It makes bubbles like there's a little guy under there blowing water.
Guys, check this out. I put a raw egg in, but watch this. Peel it, does a goosh everywhere.
Not chicken, hard. What? This only happens at work.
Call the science guy, person. You know, whatever the Canadian version of Bill Nye is.
That brief pause was all three of us trying to think of a funny Canadian version
yes,
of Bill Nye coming up with Zilcho and moving on.
William Nye was the best I had. That wasn't it.
That's nothing. Yeah.
I know.
I'm glad you didn't say that out loud.
So let's raise... We're going to raise the cultural bar a little bit here in Detroit, home of culture.
Fancy is taking flight.
And I thought that maybe we would make things just a little more adult and discuss some works of fart.
I hate the stinger for this bit so bad.
Griffin, this is tour manager Paul.
So if you've never heard...
Wait, Travis.
I've got some alts on that opening if you'd like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you don't mind. If you have one that the bit rate on the fart MP3 is not like...
I don't think it was loud enough for these riffs to land, so I'd love to hear it cranked again.
Yeah, everyone, shh, listen.
All right, this is my first new one, which is actually the one I just played.
All right. Paul, that sounds so bad, my man.
I love it.
Paul, you do make music. So, like, you know what it sounds like when a sound is pleasing to the ears.
If Paul wrote the music part, that was pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, the music part was great.
Do you have any with a fart that doesn't sound like it is coming through a payphone, Paul Saborin?
That was a high quality. Okay, wait.
I want fully lossless audio codec, please, Paul.
Quick pull. To my ears, that was a pretty high quality fart.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
You!
It seems you!
Do you need comparison? Here's the original cue that you used to always pitch.
Don't play more of...
I want to hear it.
Original cue. Right.
I can't.
That's a fucking... That is a JPEG of a fart.
All right, here's another alt. Try,
no!
Paul! Try this
third,
one.
Third option. Hold on.
Don't fucking clap for that. This is why you guys deserve the fucking Star Wars show if this is what you like. The amount of hiss on the high end of that fart sound sucks so bad, Paul. And what drives me crazy is I know you know that.
I got one more.
Paul, don't.
Okay, wait, one more.
Bart.
I honestly prefer it.
All right, here we go. The way this works... I am going to describe the thing.
It's a dumb fucking podcast. Go ahead.
And then Griffin and Justin are going to guess what it is. So, might be movie, might be
a book. I forgot we were doing
book.
Work of fart for a second. I was having a lot of fun with Paul over there. And so I was like embarrassed that we played the fart sound so many times. And then I was like, oh good, that part's over. And now we can get to work of fart.
A governess helps a single father raise his numerous children by teaching them to harmonize their farts.
The
sound of Puzik.
Yes, Justin gets it. That's 1 point for Justin.
I was going to say the sound of mu shit, but that's not it, is it?
That's not it.
I'm slipping.
This Joseph Heller novel examines the absurdity of war and military life while extolling the virtues of mutual pleasure.
Fucking... Can you give me a hint of who the fuck that is?
I mean, it's... Okay, can you read it one more time?
This Joseph Heller novel examines
that.
The absurdity of war and military life while extolling the virtues of mutual pleasure.
Catch 20 goo?
Listen, mutual pleasure.
Catch 69.
Yes, it's Catch 69.
No. Someone in the audience. Someone in the audience said it. That's no points. Justin's still up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. This 70s rock album was recorded in the aftermath of relationship breakups among the band's members and heavy bathrooming, both of which shaped the album's lyrics.
Pumers?
Pumers, yes, Justin.
You're getting a little predictable in your twilight years.
All right.
Rumors.
This is our rumors. Fuck.
Okay. Perhaps Tolstoy's greatest work. This novel focuses on Napoleon's Russian invasion and features three main characters who pee on everything.
War and Peace?
Close.
War and Piss?
War and Piss, yes, that is correct, Griffin. Okay, it's down to the wire. It's 2-2. Everybody scoot back. You're on the edge of your seats. This Joyce classic is the story of a day in the life of Leopold Bloom as he travels Dublin and goes about his business.
Is it Ulysses?
Yes. You didn't let me finish!
I didn't even get a...
Can I finish?
Yeah, please.
There's a lot of poo ones this time.
As he travels Dublin and goes about his business, attending a funeral, buying soap, going to the library, walking by the beach, going to the pub, but mostly his six-hour epic-long shitting session.
Ulysses.
Yes, Justin Thanks. Wins! Yeah.
Oh, that was it.
Let's hear it for Justin.
If it's gotten to the point where we can just take any media with a title that has the ooh sound
yes.
in it.
Right. That is the point we're at when the point we've been at.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll remember that for next time.
And that's when I've got you.
I work at a pizza place delivering sex.
No, you don't.
It's a...
Please go ahead, Justin.
I work at a pizza place delivering said pizzas to people's homes. I also moved out on my own recently, so money's been tight. I make and deliver pizza. Thank you for coming. I appreciate that. Thank you. I make and deliver dozens of orders a day. This is normally not a problem except for when I'm hungry. Then the hunger comes, and I crave the greasy pie. Brothers, is there a way for me to get free pizza from my job without leaving my customers short of a slice? That's from delivering in Detroit.
What I love about this is you phrased it in such a way. But what you're asking about is, can I take a piece of pizza out of the box before I deliver it, right?
Yeah, Trav, clearly that was the context of the question.
But because you can get free food from a restaurant you work at. That happens all the time.
Just make you make the pizza wrong, and then you get to eat it. That's the rules at pizza. But I don't think they want that. There's something about it that gets your motor running, isn't it? Eating somebody else's
pizza. The illicit pie.
That they wanted.
The OPP. That's what it stands for. Is that what it stands for?
I've always wondered.
The whole
time,
that's what it stood for.
So here's my first pitch to you. Bring, bring. Welcome to Pac-Man's Pizza, home of the famous Pac-Man pizza, where every pizza looks like Pac-Man. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a promotion. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a promotion that we named our business
it's
after.
It's a promotion that was so successful, we named our business after it. Do you want, for the little dots, do you want bread bites or pepperoni? Sorry.
Waka, 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 waka.
Pac-a-roni. They make us call them Pac-a-roni, but that's confusing because it sounds like macaroni. But
waka, waka, waka.
Welcome to Elijah's Pizza, where we leave a slice out for our boy. Just a big stack of them at the end of the day. But then when none of us are looking, they disappear. Elijah loves fucking pizza, loves man. That. Loves that stuff.
Once you give them their total, you just say, and we have a way for your order to be 1/8 cheaper. Would you be interested in that promotion today?
Wait, would you be interested in built-in tip?
Yes. Welcome to Pac-Man's, where you'd never have to tip because we already took it out of the box on our way over.
I think there is a reality in which you could swing this just based on facial expression, based on just sort of like guilt, non-verbalized guilt. Just like, yeah, and here's your pizza, man. Oh, thank you. Thanks for the tip. Oh, that looks really good. Yeah, man. You guys are going to love that. It looks so gooey and delicious.
I wish I had pizza.
Damn, I wish I had just even a little bit of that pizza. Wouldn't it be dope if they made it so you could easily separate out a small little like a segment of a piece of the pizza that I could have.
Anyways,
so
back
easy.
To my car that smells like pizza but doesn't taste like it.
Yeah.
Maybe you could try and whenever you're done, just leave whatever you don't want on the porch.
I'll come back to pick I'll up come the back. Leftovers.
We have
That's
these.
That's a service we are at Raccoon's Pizza.
We have these new Tupperware boxes, so it all keeps, and I'll just come get it from you. No problem.
This is my number. Just text me when you're done.
if you have any batteries you need to dispose of, I'm happy to grab those too, as long as I'm here.
Or even if it's just a couple pepperonis stuck to the box, man.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
Yeah. Also, old paint. I'll come get that.
Anything
no problem.
You got, bud.
Whatever you need me to get rid of.
I'm trying to think. If you take a piece out, but then you get a circle out of the very center of the remainder of the pizza, can you just squish it back together?
I don't think circles.
No, you can't.
No,
actually.
Not that way.
Not that way.
No, wait, you could do.
You could take one piece out and make a cone.
You could take one rectangular slice.
Ooh.
Okay, wait.
Okay, hold on.
Try to push people into square cut pizza. When you square cut their pizza, take the column of squares from the center.
Yes.
And then smoosh the halves, the remaining halves, back together. I've seen two shows. I saw the Star Wars one and the one where they were helpful. It's amazing. Those are the
Maybe
two I've seen.
Maybe you could do pizza origami and be like, I can turn it into a beautiful fleur-de-lis. One slice's worth of pizza will have to hit the cutting room floor in order to make this complicated pattern.
An artistic cut.
Yeah.
Or like a pizza like Tesseract, right? We all think of it in a circle.
Sure, sure.
But what if it was a series of triangles forming a non-geometric shape?
That is what a Tesseract is, for sure.
It's either that or it's a thing from A Wrinkle in Time.
It's both, yeah, for sure. You got it. Hey,
could you take a slice and then fold the pizza in half? And try to insist it's a calzone and the missing slices on the bottom.
The missing slice is inside.
Yeah, well, by the time they realize that you're gone, maybe they'll never...
that's the other thing. Rarely have I ever had a pizza delivered, and I open it to check before they leave.
Okay, I do that because my kids like cheese and no sauce.
Yeah.
And then Cooper likes sausage and no cheese. So I do have to look at them because everyone assumes we're kidding.
Nah, they didn't mean it.
They didn't mean that.
Can you deliver the pizza, take 3 paces in the other direction, and then turn around and be like, my lord, wait. Let me test the pizza. There have been assassins. The Assassin's Guild has been active lately, my liege.
No, not the anchovy. Those are usually safe. I want the good one.
Let me lay down mine life for you, my liege.
I would love you to just start trying. When you drop the pizza off, just be like, can I get a slice?
Yeah. Hey, man. If any pizza I notice you open the door. I look inside. There's one chair facing the TV. You're not going to finish this whole thing.
Let me get a slice. I'm not going to come in or make it weird. Just let me get a slice. Any pizza you've ever gotten that would have worked on you, correct? 100% of the time, I'd be like, absolutely,
now, hold on.
Get in there.
Logically, yes, get Justin. In there. Emotionally, no.
No.
Someone brings me a pizza and goes, wait. Let me get a slice.
No.
I'd be like, I'm calling the police.
It would be a request. It would be a request. Like, can I get a slice before I go?
Rebrand the entire business. Like, Burgle Boys Pizza Factory. And the promotion can be, our pizza is so fucking delicious. Our own delivery people will try. We'll try to. Sometimes our pizza is going to show up incomplete. It's because our pizza is so goddamn delicious.
Let me throw this out. Pizza and Pal, where it's like, hey man, you feel like playing Mario Kart? Order a pizza. They'll show up, eat the pizza with you, and play Mario Kart with
you. Yes, I cannot stress enough how much there was a very narrow period of my life where I would have wanted this very badly, and then every other period of my life where I would very much not want this very, very badly. Give me a slice of that pizza, or I'm gonna play Mario Kart with you. Fucking whatever you say, man.
It's a sustainable model. It's just like weed delivery. My friends and family hate how I eat fruit. And here's our next question. No, primarily how I eat kiwis, like when we eat an apple, skin and all. They also hate my, and now you're about to hate it, scrape and lick method of eating banana.
I don't utilize either of those verbs when I eat a banana traditionally.
It's where I scrape my top teeth along my banana to collect and enjoy the sweet aerated banana goo. Hey, you know, I just had a realization. There is at least one person in this room that can relate to what it feels like to filling this room full of people that are disgusted by you. And I'm so happy we could share that feeling with you. How do I get them to see the right and proper way to eat fruit? That's from Fruit Muncher in Michigan.
Okay. Right and proper is a stretch. Justifiable fringe option is the best you might get.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, right, Griffin.
Hey, I'm your friend. You can trust me. You came to my show. I'm Griffin McRoy. I'm your friend. You gotta cut this shit out because... No, stop. Hold on.
Listen.
You think... What's a few times eating a banana funny? I'm a complicated person with a lot of stuff going on. I'm a New York Times bestselling author, and yet everyone knows me as the guy who ate a banana weird one time. Listen, we didn't say your Christian name. It's not too late. I am 3 ghosts of Christmas from different times. Stop it. This doesn't have to be you.
There was a time, to back Griffin up, where you did this the first time.
Yeah.
Maybe by accident, maybe you didn't know better, I don't know. And you did it, and people reacted in horror.
They loved it.
And you made the decision of, I'm going to buy into it.
Yeah.
And that decision was wrong.
It was a bad, wrong decision.
Although, I think we can all agree, the best way to eat a banana, squeeze it from the bottom, let the banana pop out, you catch it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then you smile on the bananas and you're
you
smiling.
Banana the, smile, yeah,
you
sure.
Swallow it, you see a shape of the banana in your throat. It's yeah. hilarious. Do it 30 more times.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Right in front of them in that one sitting.
We're kind of just ignoring the kiwi part, aren't we?
Because there's no justification for that.
That's beyond the pale. You don't...
No.
That
no,
came
no,
from
no.
a different point in the audience.
No, listen.
Like,
no, listen.
That's the hairy part.
If you tell me any food stuff you eat with the hair on it, I will sit and I will listen to it. Don't say peach. That doesn't count. You know it doesn't count. You know it's different and you wanted to shout it anyway? I'm not interested in what hairy foods you eat, Detroit!
Especially when, frankly, it's one or two voices of thousands.
You must know if everyone's not shouting something, you shouldn't shout. Because if you're the only one shouting out the hairy food that everyone supposedly eats, they don't.
Stop it! We're trying to save you!
I cannot imagine an axis that one would eat a banana upon where scraping it with your teeth is remotely acceptable.
There had to be at least a few times where you scrape too hard and break it and it falls on the floor. How
unless
is that
you
not
only
enough?
Peel off one section of peel.
They scrape it with their teeth.
Yeah, you peel off one of four sections. And then you scraped.
It's all bad.
No, it's not good. I'm just saying. My daughter breaks a banana in half like it's a strength contest.
That's great. I like that.
She hit her banana and Dot just goes.
If your problem is that the fruit you're eating isn't light and airy enough, don't eat a banana. Famously, a thick fruit. Most of them are just kind of water and, like, latex. That's about what most fruits are. Orange, like, gone. Bananas can't be that for you, and it's weird that you want the banana to be
that
for
you. There are also plenty of fruits that are designed to be eaten weird. Like, we had to work at a pomegranate. We all had to get on board with the way to harvest a pomegranate and agree it was worth the trouble. Banana, easy to eat.
Yeah, that one's got the whole system built right in. It's like... God, in his infinite wisdom, put a handle on it.
Here he goes
like,
again.
Obviously.
I would love to watch you eat a banana in front of Kirk Cameron and turn him into a stone-cold atheist.
You're right. You're right. It all makes sense.
I know what I said, but wow.
It is a broken system.
I've never cussed before, but holy shit.
If you're anything like me around this time of year, you typically find yourself saying, wow, I really wish that I had just prepared even a little bit, just a little bit of advanced preparation. And this is earlier. This is now. You're in that moment. And there is no better partner for that than Stamps.com. It'll make it so easy. You'll want to get out ahead of your holiday shopping that you need to do. Stamps.com is a one-stop shop, not just USPS, fine service that it is, but also UPS services. You need to run your holiday operation right from your computer. You don't have to deal with the lines. There's no traffic. There's no hassle. And with Stamps.com switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know you're getting the best deal. This holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER. Hey, while I've got you here and you're doing this shopping, you got your stamps all covered. Fantastic. But how do you know that you're getting the best deal outside of the world of stamps? Well, there, my friend, you're going to rely on Honey. It's a really easy to install browser extension. PayPal Honey makes it easy to see if you could save a little bit of money. It takes, you know, a couple clicks to install it. And this free tool, when you go to checkout, it'll look for coupons for what you are purchasing. And that is thrilling because you get to save some money that you didn't think you were gonna save. I mean, what better feeling is there than that? Honey will look for a coupon. If it finds one that works, the price just drops just like that. I've saved money on a lot of tools for woodworking. I've gotten some headphones at a really nice discount. Hachi Machi. You're just losing money to not install Honey. You can save even more when you ask Honey to keep track of price drops on your holiday shopping list. If the price drops on anything on your list, you instantly get an alert to let you know. If you don't already have Honey, you're just missing out. By getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and you're supporting our show. So you like our show, right? Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/brother. That's joinhoney.com/brother. And now, back to the show.
Hey, I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin.
Listen, you like podcasts, right? Sure you do. Don't try and lie to me. You're listening to one right now, so why not try a different one called R1, The Flophouse?
Uh-huh, and on The Flophouse, we watch a movie and talk about it. And then sometimes we also do other stuff.
It's all meant to be funny and fun, and we think you'll have a good time. And just to be clear, the name of the podcast is not Hour One, The Flophouse. It's just called The Flophouse. I do a lot of correcting Dan.
The Flophouse, a lot of correcting Dan.
Hey, it's John Moe, inviting you to listen to Depresh Mode with John Moe, where I talk about mental health and the lives we live with all kinds of people. Famous writers.
David Sedaris, welcome to Depresh Mode.
Thanks so much for having me.
Movie stars.
Jamie Lee Curtis, welcome to Depresh Mode.
I am happy to be here.
Musicians.
I am in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm talking to Amy Mann.
Great to talk to you.
And song exploders. Hrishikesh Hirway, welcome to Depresh Mode.
Thanks so much for having me.
Everyone's opening up on Depresh Mode on Maximum Fun.
I want to munch. I want to munch. Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast that a podcast profile the latest, greatest of brand eating. And I waited as long as I could because I got two different huge topics to cover. And the first one, you know, we're going to talk about it, Detroit. I went to DoorDash, an app my father is incapable of using without ordering from Georgia.
I've saved this, by the way. He's told this story multiple times this evening. There's a moment when you try to order from a different place where DoorDash goes,
You're pretty far away.
So you know Dad went, never mind that.
Oh, well.
They'll figure it out.
Hey, guys, let's talk about the crypto grill. If you go to DoorDash here, and I don't think it's a real place you can go to, which makes it probably the wildest ghost restaurant I've ever heard of in my life, let's talk about the crypto grill. I have no context for any of this, but they do have a lot of different crypto-themed items at this like the NFT melt, like the crypto burger.
That's the best you've got?
Yeah, it gets worse, bud. Loaded cyber fries.
But then also, curly fries.
They got curly fries or loaded cyber fries. The beef.
If you order the curly fries from the crypto grill, fuck you.
Do you remember, like, two decades ago, when if you called the place Crypto Grill, it was about spooky stuff and, like,
yeah,
the Crypt Keeper?
Yeah, that's why I clicked on it. I thought I was going to get a Bigfoot burger. No dice.
Damn it.
Cyber fries is good. I will patronize them just for the cyber fries, though. Because what do they have in there that makes them cyber?
The chips.
There's the Beef Dono.
The Paul Dano?
The Bitcoin.
The Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is good.
The Ethera Parm sandwich.
That sucks.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I will gladly write you new blockchain jokes for your the blockchain burger.
Ethereum mixed drink with rum in it.
Yeah, there we go. The Litecoin.
And then they have brisket loaded waffle fries, which I looked at for a while and then thought, that's just that.
Yeah.
Then there's also an item on here called the Crypto Lettuce Surprise You Sauce.
I don't believe I will, actually. Thank you for asking.
Let us pick the best sauce for what you ordered. What in our relationship lets you think I trust you with anything? With anything.
I love the crypto sauce are the only words in there outside of quotation marks. So it says crypto, quote, let us surprise you, quote, sauce. So crypto has nothing to do with it whatsoever, but they also have a Superman cheesecake. Which has nothing to
nothing
do with crypto,
do with
but is a specific reference.
Don't be cowards. By the time we come back here and perform in four more calendar years in Detroit, Michigan, I expect them to have their act together.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about, you know, because we want to make this show special, I want to do a munch squat about one that's just good.
Okay.
This is Burger King. I was thinking about them recently. Like, you don't hear about them getting the mix.
Burger King?
They don't get nasty so much.
They had that one foul up with the black burger bun that it gave everybody weird poops, and then they quit.
It was a pretty big whoopsie they made, I will say.
Yeah, but like, you know, Burger King does one weird poop food, and Taco Bell is like, call me when you've mastered it.
I had the thought, they got to do something to get back in the game. And then I found this press release from October 6th that said, today Burger King unveils its brand new positioning and campaign, kicking off with its modernized tagline, You Rule. The work is part of the change guests nationwide will experience as the brand implements its Reclaim the Flame plan, which means that no one likes Burger King.
Wait, now, hold on.
Listen.
Reclaim the Flame as a slogan announced by, let's say, many groups that exist within the US of A is a terrifying statement.
Yes. It also could be like, Ashen One, you must travel across these blighted lands. Reclaim the flame.
So
here's a skeleton horse or some shit.
So Reclaim the Flame is the superstructure, and then this is part of the Fuel the Flame advertising co-investment between Burger King and its franchisees. It's the You Rule.
Who's hungry?
Campaign. It's a key part of their positioning that will impact every guest touch point. It's about
my touch points. Ah.
It's about celebrating everyday royalty and puts the guests at the forefront of everything the brand does. And as
I feel pampered in this Burger King tonight.
In a partnership with our new creative agency, OKRP. It's OKRP. We've developed a simple and meaningful articulation of how Burger King celebrates our guests. It embodies our purpose, embraces individuality, and elevates Have It Your Way, something our brand has always been known for.
OKRP is the review we get most often on Adventure Zone on iTunes. It's fucking mean, yeah.
Now, I know there's this, here's the quote. Advertising, at its best, is most relevant. I feel like Don Draper is clicking through a slideshow.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you celebrate them first, not the brand. And that's just what we love about You Rule. It invites people in with an approach that recognizes their world, not just sells them stuff.
That's great.
Now, okay.
We're giving that, this one's pretty rough. We're giving them permission to feel like winners.
Holy shit.
So they know what they're doing. Because I was about to say, Have It Your Way reflects on the eating experience, but You Rule's just like, hey, bud,
keep it up,
man.
We are giving them permission to feel like winners with Burger King as just a small reward that makes their day a bit better. Hey, Burger King, congrats on the self-awareness. That's a huge first step. This is going to make your day. Is it going to fix everything? Nope.
Little win, though. Little W for the bus.
I also like it. You know that this isn't a healthy, responsible choice. This is the little win.
And let's face it, the song is irresistible.
What?
The song is irresistible. We're hoping it'll be the earworm you can't shake off.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And that's my gift to you, Detroit. Paul, Bud, let's bump it.
To them, won't let anyone go and rain on my parade.
You know,
was.
Small burgers.
The BK menu makes sure my stomach prospers. Onion rings, chicken fries, a Whopper. Any food I think is proper, I can have it my way.
Get off the table.
I just can't stop dancing, Justin.
Right? It's good. It's really good. That's all. That's like the song. I
and
thought you'd like to hear
to
it.
The youth.
That's the important thing.
I think if I
they
walk...
They love chicken fries.
If I walk into a fucking Burger King and I say, I would like the chicken fries value combo special meal, please. And then they're like, that's $4.89. And then I'm like, I am not going to pay. Because I have very recently been informed... I'm in charge.
I'm the Burger King now, dog.
I know what you're wondering. Why did I walk inside of a Burger King? And it's because I'm claiming this Burger King for myself.
You
now.
Should have to assassinate the Burger King when you walk into every Burger King.
Yeah.
Why did you do that? I rule now.
I rule. Yeah. I rule. I have something of my own.
Give me chicken fries until I tell you to stop.
Oh, I've had three of them. Stop.
Stop.
I'll ask the king. The king is dead.
I'm your king.
I'm the king now.
That's your Munch Squad for this week. Thank you so much.
Should we turn it to some audience questions?
Yes,
we received some questions from the audience. We are going to call you down. Just approach the mic. It's here, center stage.
Hey, it is facing us, but you don't have to use it that way. Please turn it so you're looking
at
us.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, actually. Hello.
Hi, my name is Luke. My pronouns are he, him.
Hi, Hi Luke. What's your question?
So I'm an OB doctor. I deliver babies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like the person who delivers pizzas. We get it.
You're right. Yeah. Very often, babies are born that don't have names, and occasionally the parents will ask me what my name is, and it's always a little awkward. I don't know if I should say my real name or if I should give a fake name, because I don't want the baby to steal my name.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
Because the baby is, like, could be a Baba Yaga, who's going to steal
and have
power over you.
Does the parent say it like this? I don't have a name. What's your name?
Hey.
Like, how do you breathe? Like, I don't
That's
understand.
A risky gambit. Because you could, I'll say this, Luke, fantastic name, could have a really shitty name.
Like Griffin.
And no, Griffin's good. I think it would be kind of cool to know that your namesake's
I bet I can make myself cry on stage right now.
I think it would be kind of cool to know that your namesake is out there wandering around. Like, sometime you might see them, just look them in the eye and say, Luke, I am your doctor.
Justin, that was... No. You crept toward the line, the precipice, and you peeked over it, which I applaud you for. It's very brave. You did make a Star Wars joke on stage.
Right, but it's tasteful. And that's why we forgot.
You could have made... I'll say this, gang. He could have made that joke at any show. And not... It wasn't just for your benefit.
It just happened to be... Right.
This is palatable. Recently I was talking with my daughters and they're both named after people. And then Bibi said, who are you named after? And I go, I don't know. No one. And like that, my parents threw a dart at a board and picked Travis. I don't know. I think the being named after someone, being named after the doctor, imagine if in like 10 years, it's like the most popular kid name, Luke. And it's because of you. I don't know how many babies you're delivering in a given day.
Is it enough to move the needle statistics wise?
Start insisting. Hey, do you have a baby name picked out? Don't even answer. It's Luke. Next. Nurse, write down Luke.
Nurse, you misspelled Luke. Does that...
Briana, pronounce Luke. Next.
Does that help, Luke?
Yeah, thank you, brothers.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Next. Approach the crucible.
So I am Phil.
Hi, Phil. What is your question?
How can we help?
So my wife's fire department is hiring.
Okay.
And they've had a few too many recruits who have just shown up, taken pictures in all the gear with all the equipment,
yeah.
And then left.
Yeah.
That happened with us and the fourth brother.
No, I get it. Yeah, I get it, yeah. So how can she recruit new firefighters that are interested in more than just a few good Instagram pictures?
Well, welcome to the biggest problem we have on Earth.
Yeah.
How to fight off
it
people.
It is. I appreciate
it. Firefighter, fight off Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
It's
stolen valor is probably our biggest issue.
I think they have to fight one before they can do a picture.
If it's your
like
first.
Like one other firefighter?
Yeah, you have to fight. No.
You I'm have a to firefighter fight.
If, listen, here's what I'm saying. If
you got to take it from one of the other ones.
Our volunteer and professional firefighters, they're heroes, right?
They are.
If I'm going to get a picture of myself, I want one of me doing the fighting of a fire. Like, if I'm going to get one picture, I want it to look cool, like I'm doing the fire stuff.
Yeah. Otherwise, I was just really good at ordering costumes online.
Yeah, right. I want to get one.
One under the belt.
Yeah.
One where fire is going. No.
I don't know how you guarantee that, though, without... arson.
But you, well, okay. I was going to say you could start fires anywhere, but then you
that's arson.
Say arson.
Yeah, it's fucked up, isn't it?
I hate that they
really. Sucks, that's illegal.
Man, hey, guys, let's grow up.
Arson is generally frowned upon, yeah.
Does she ever pressure you to join?
She just actually doesn't want me to because that's her thing.
Yeah, but you do look like you have beat a fire's ass, Phil.
Because I would.
She's way tougher than I
does
am.
Does she ever? She look at a picture of a fire in the paper and be like, "Dang, Phil, wish somebody had gotten there, huh?"
Phil. I want you to know, Phil. I don't want you to be a firefighter. Either.
Yeah,
you seem very blasé about it. Which I'm just saying is not a quality I look for in a firefighter. I don't want a firefighter who's like, "Yeah, okay."
Seem like. You seem like you. When pressed, you might actually join the fire.
It's making some good points.
Oh no! This new firefighter recruit we got just became more fire.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Did you see some of the political signs that house
that's
had?
That's the opposite of what we wanted.
The media has misrepresented the fire in a pretty major way. Okay. If you take the time, I've got
that fire makes some good points on its Twitter. Does that help, Phil?
We'll go with yes.
Yeah, sure.
All right, yeah. Thanks,
you,
Phil.
Thank you, brothers.
See you, bud. Hello.
Hi,
how's
brothers.
It going?
Hi, I'm Belle. My pronouns are she, her.
Hi, Belle.
As per my email, I run a LARP.
I just got
as
chills
per my last
up mail. My spine, Belle.
All right.
Apologize.
Sorry, Belle. Go ahead.
I run a LARP chapter in Toledo.
Okay.
I've been trying to get more people to join my park.
Yeah.
But the Venn diagram of dorks who want to sword fight and people who want to go out to a park on every afternoon of every Saturday... It's kind of slim.
Sure.
Right.
How do I get more people to join?
How many do you need?
I'll take as many as I can.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Travis, answer that question is to just have a bucket, just like nonstop.
Well, okay, you say sword fighting.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of other things going on in a given village.
Sure.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You could be like, hey, do you want to sleep but in old-timey clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, or... we teach a lot of like craft stuff, like
alchemy, yes.
Leatherworking, sewing, stuff like
yes.
that. Alchemy, sure.
Rune crafting.
I say this as someone who is now 39, and I have no idea what the answer to this is. Is that something that looks good on a college application?
Rune crafting, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know people at the park they started back in Texas that will actually have like, yeah, I've organized all kinds of events like on their resume, and it looks good because it shows that you know how to like. Organized stuff.
For sure.
Okay, wait. You don't need to recruit people. You need to go to a busier park. And then everyone there is in.
Yeah.
You hit, hey, listen, I will say this. You hit someone enough times with a foam sword, something's going to happen.
Yeah, that's great.
A battle will ensue.
That's great. If you throw them a foam sword and then you start hitting them... ferociously with a foam sword, you have made a LARPer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They learn to defend thyself.
Now, they may not stop when you blow the whistle or whatever it is.
the ocarina.
But yeah. There will be a role that is being played
in a live action setting. So
it's very true.
I mean, how far is Toledo from here?
That's about an hour's drive.
Hour's drive. How many people here live in Toledo? I think your group probably expanded by at least one to two people tonight, if I was guessing.
Awesome.
How can they join the group?
I have a Facebook group. It's called, just if you Google Bright River.
We
meet in Wildwood every Saturday at 2. So.
Yes.
This is it. This
We're
is
turning the show into Craigslist. I love it.
Thank you,
Belle. Does that help? I know it helps.
That absolutely helps. Thank you so much, brothers.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 Who are you?
I'm Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. First of all, primo merch. Fantastic 100% podcast shirt. Still the funniest thing we will ever do.
It's the only t-shirt of our merch that my wife wears.
Yeah, it's very good. Okay, sorry. What's your question?
So I recently got an e-scooter.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm wondering, when I see other people out in the world on their e-scooters, how I should greet them.
Yeah, sure.
When you say e-scooter, this isn't like, I'm sorry, Lime or like that kind of thing. Like you own it.
Yeah.
You customize it? You put a Hemi on that bad boy?
Or do you put just like streamers on the handlebars?
You all got those scooters around here?
Yeah.
I know how I'm getting home tonight. Nice. Real nice.
I know more than one person who has exploded their collarbone on an e-scooter. But I don't know if that's a part of the culture or not. Could you like high five collarbones in midair as you pass each other?
Or just like when you both stop the same, but just go, ugh.
Oh,
My collarbone.
Yeah.
Anybody up here have any electric vehicles?
I have an electronic bicycle now.
Woo! How do you greet other people with an electronic bicycle?
Except for running into them.
I usually slow way down until they're out of line of sight. Because I think they probably know what they're doing way better than me.
Okay, can I tell you guys? So BB is dying to get a skateboard.
Yeah.
And I've started entertaining it and said, yeah, I'll look for one that's like good for six-year-olds. And then I realized I have 0% information on how to ride a scooter. I might have to hire somebody
to teach you how to skateboard. Please record it, Travis.
No, to teach my daughter how to skateboard as I stand off to the side going, you're doing great, champ.
Oh, man, no, you have to do it and also record that because I do want to see you be like, oh, I don't know, Christ hair. Oh,
what if I'm amazing at it?
What if you're really
good? Do you know many tricks?
How many tricks do you know?
The scooter like fell out from under me the other day, and I feel like I
half. Well, no, okay, but yeah, it's a scooter. It's an electronic scooter. That's what they do.
But you're still here, so trick.
Yeah, that's a
trick.
I landed well, I think.
You defied death.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How many times do you see someone on electric?
Actually, a lot.
Yeah,
and I feel like I try to be like, another scooter.
Wait, hold on. No, this is important. What's your usual? I try to be like.
You know, like a little nod.
Okay, because the first thing you did, for the people at home, the first thing you did when showing it was like a deep court jester bow.
Yeah.
My lord.
And that could work.
You're coming at this the wrong way. Because you're saying to us, when I see other people on e-scooters, how can I ingratiate myself and form a human bond with them? And not like, how do I intimidate and scare every other person who dares try to grind my block? Get extremely territorial, Rebecca.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. If you see anyone fucking scooting in your block,
you take their battery or whatever.
Take their battery or whatever it is that powers those things.
Wheeze their juice, as it were.
Does that help?
Yeah, that's really good.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
So this is when we wrap up, if we could bring down the lights. But first I want to say, our poster by Kaylee Turvo.
Yes.
Really good, and you can buy them in the lobby.
It's one of the best posters we've ever had.
Sure. Upsetting. In a fun, good way.
But that's my whole aesthetic.
Sure, yes.
So those are available. You can buy those limited time only. Thank you so much to the Masonic Temple here for having us in their beautiful... You guys see these fixtures? Oh my God.
Did you see these fixtures?
When the lights come up later, make sure you look. I'm sure you've probably looked before.
Thank you for letting us back into your city.
Yeah. I really appreciate it.
There were some tense moments.
Yeah. It's touch and go.
We were supposed to do another show here at some point, and then gosh dang COVID happened, I think.
Yeah
man.
Shook out. Anybody else who want to thank
Montaigne? Thank you to Amanda and Rachel and Paul and our dad and Sawbones.
Yeah.
All of whom we couldn't do the show without.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
Yes. And thanks to you.
Thanks to you for coming, giving us a second chance. I hope we didn't blow it.
Job. Griffin, do you have any final thoughts for everybody?
Yeah, for sure.
Don't say May the Force be with you?
No, I won't say that. But hey, it's me, Griffin. If you say you're going to do something, then do it. Don't say you're going to try to do it.
What if Justin McElroy? No, hold on. Let Griffin keep going.
No.
Why not try?
You won't do it, man.
Yeah.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me, kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.